From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Secretary of State John Kerry says that Syria is at a critical turning point. Speaking at the Munich Security Conference in Germany Saturday, Kerry said decisions made in the near future could either end the war in Syria or define a very difficult set of choices for the future.
If the international community and the Syrians themselves miss the opportunity now before us to achieve that political resolution to the conflict, the violence, the bloodshed, the torture, the images of children, women, children, the bombing, the anguish is going to continue.
Summing up 2 days of talks among members of the International Syria Support Group, Kerry said all sides agreed to work for a quick end to the violence in Syria as an essential first step toward a political solution to the 5-year civil war. Despite the UN Security Council's demand that all parties immediately cease any attacks against civilians, Kerry said the Damascus regime's offensive aimed at civilian areas has only increased. Meanwhile, Turkey's military shelled Kurdish militia targets in northern Syria on Saturday. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the shelling had targeted a former military air base near the Turkish border and a village captured from rebel forces by the YPG militia. Ankara considers the Syrian Kurdish Democratic Union Party, or PYD, and the YPG militia to be branches of the Kurdistan Workers' Party, which has waged a decades-long insurgency against Turkey. For more on these stories, please log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. NATO's top official has rejected Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev's suggestion that the Western military alliance has rekindled the Cold War. Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said that all of NATO's recent moves had been in direct response to Russian actions.
But we are responding in a defensive way, in a proportionate way, and absolutely in line with our international obligations and agreements.
NATO has been conducting more military maneuvers in countries bordering Russia, as well as stationing equipment and multinational troops there, and has also established a rapid reaction force. For its part, the United States plans to quadruple its military spending in Europe to $3.4 billion in 2017. Pope Francis is demanding that Mexican bishops courageously challenge what he called the insidious threat posed by the drug trade. In a speech in Mexico City, the pontiff said the Catholic hierarchy must help Mexicans escape the violence and corruption plaguing their nation and not hide behind their own privilege and careers. He said, "I urge you not to underestimate the moral and antisocial challenge which the drug trade presents for the youth and Mexican society as a whole." Earlier at the presidential palace, the Pope told President Enrique Peña Nieto and government authorities that those in public office responsible for the common good must be honest and upright and not be seduced by privilege. Pope Francis is on his first official visit to heavily Roman Catholic Mexico. He will celebrate Mass later Saturday in Mexico City. Colombia's National Health Institute says that more than 5,000 pregnant women in the country are infected with the Zika virus. The institute said in its epidemiology bulletin that the total number of people diagnosed in Colombia has reached more than 31,500, including more than 5,000 pregnant women. There is currently no treatment for Zika, and much remains unknown about the disease, including whether the virus causes the birth defect microcephaly, in which babies' brains do not develop properly and they are born with small heads. And the Somali militant group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for a bomb blast aimed at bringing down a Somali airliner earlier this month. Al-Shabaab said the explosion targeted Western and Turkish intelligence officials aboard the Dalo Airlines flight February 2nd. The mid-air blast blew a 1-meter-wide hole in the aircraft and forced the pilot to make an emergency landing. The suspected suicide bomber was the only one killed. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.